Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 59 will be in order. Secretary, take the roll.
Chairman Regeer.
Here.
Senator Vincent.
Here.
Senator Wolken.
Here.
Representative Lynch.
Here.
Representative Brodell.
Here.
Representative Patelis.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, have an amendment to Senate Bill 59. Ms. Weiss, would you fill us in?
Mr. Chair, committee members, what I passed around first was the proposed amendment to Senate Bill 59. The bulk of the amendment is similar to the one that you discussed last week. There are a few changes based on your discussion at the previous meeting, and I'll hand out the gray bill that highlights just those changes that were made from the previous amendment you considered. So, Mr. Chair, committee members, again, all of the amendment is in the gray bill, but the things that are highlighted in green are just the parts that changed from your discussion last week. So the first change you'll see is on page 2, and that moved language from a section that we'll go over later on in the bill and just revised what the court administrator would have to do in administering the pretrial program. And it also includes the requirement that courts that accept pretrial funds must use a validated risk assessment tool to assign release conditions and determine placement options. Another change from the previous amendment you'll see actually are two changes. They're on page 4 and page 5 of the gray bill on lines 13 and 14 and lines 23 and 24 on page 5. Those amendments would strike certain duties of the Oversight Council, and that was just to address any concerns about possible separation of powers issues if the council was overseeing the implementation and compliance of the pretrial risk program, which would be administered by essentially the judicial branch. And so those are just to try and make sure that the transition from the Board of Crime Control to the Office of Court Administrator could be fully implemented and happen smoothly. Okay. On page 10 of the gray bill, line 8, you'll see the May is highlighted in green. And then the first version of the amendment, that was a requirement, a shall. So it would have read the court shall use a validated pretrial risk assessment tool. And now that maybe not all courts are going to be using that, that was revised back to May. And then you don't see it on the gray bill because it was removed from the amendment, but the previous amendment contained similar language about a court using a validated risk assessment tool to assign conditions in determine placement options. That was the language that was moved up to the first subsection, or the first section, excuse me. And then one other change that I did want to highlight was on page 12 and those lines 11 through 13. House Bill 2 was amended at some point this week to include funding for the pretrial risk program, and that funding is available July 1. And so the change in effective dates that you see on line 13 make sure that the pretrial risk, the prosecution diversion program, and the accompanying sections are all effective on July 1 to match up with the appropriation. Mr. Chair.
Okay. Questions, comments on the amendment? Representative Lynch.
Mr. Chair, probably a question for any of the senators in the room. That was amended on the Senate floor in House Bill 2. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Senator Vincent.
Chair Rachel, that one section, I don't see it because it was that removed because it was in the other amendment on the grants over the reporting, I believe it was, and administering or shall apply for grant. I don't see that.
Correct.
Was it because it was part of the other amendment that was just taken out in this gray bill?
Mr. Chair,
Go ahead.
Senator Vincent, that is correct. In the previous amendment, there was a subsection in Section 1.
Gotcha.
And it required the Board of Crime Control to actively seek funds. And based on your discussion, that section was removed from the amendment you're considering.
Thank you.
Ms. Weiss, does the amendment affect the fiscal note?
Mr. Chair, I do not know, to be perfectly honest.
Not yet.
Not yet. Senator Wolken?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't believe that it would because we already funded it through House Bill 2, and this just sort of creates sideboards on the program within the limited funding that it has. And I'm trying to find where there's something in the bill that says it's only going to be funded. It only has the funding that the legislature provides it, and so we already gave them only a certain dollar amount. So I would believe that this wouldn't change the fiscal note.
Okay, what Senator Wolken, a certain dollar amount, that's not in the bill?
I'm trying to find the language, but it was in the bill. It said as it was funded as provided by the legislature. There wasn't a dollar amount in the bill. And we can certainly request another fiscal note before this goes to the floor if it would update it.
Senator Wolken, Section 10, there's an appropriation $28,000 to Department of Corrections, but the fiscal note is $136,000.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brodell.
We funded this in House Bill 2 as a package of the sentence on commissioning bills that came through based on the fiscal note. So the money is in House Bill 2, not statutorily contained in here.
I guess my question is, did the amendments require more money or less money?
And Mr. Chairman, I don't know the answer to that.
And would that create a problem, Representative? I mean, if it was more?
Mr. Chairman, the on the fiscal note and in House Bill 2, those were our best guess on what those were actually going to cost. That's how we funded it, because this is the first time we've attempted anything like this. So there is some generalities in the numbers, and to make some minor adjustments really wouldn't affect how much we appropriated in House Bill 2.
Okay. Ms. Weiss?
Mr. Chair, I think what Senator Wolken was trying to point you to is the language in Section 1 and in Section 2. So you'll see that on page 1, line 24, within the limits of available funds, the Court of Office Administrator shall, and that within the limits of available funds is also in the prosecution diversion program. And then the language that you were pointing to in Section 10, the appropriation, that appropriation is from the general fund to the Department of Corrections, and it's specifically to fund the work of the Oversight Council that would be formed and staffed in DOC. So that's what this particular appropriation does. Okay. But then House Bill 2 contains funding for the pretrial risk program, and as it is right now, it is it would be given to the Office of Court Administrator.
Okay.
You'll also see that there is in the on the final page of the gray bill, page 12, the amendment puts in contingent voidness. It adds to that. And the key language is in subsection 3, and that's if House Bill 2 is passed and approved and it does not include funding for the pretrial program, then that section and the sections that are needed to establish that would be void, so that requirement would go away.
Okay. Ms. Weiss, do we need a fiscal note then for the bill to go on? I mean, is somebody going to stand up and demand that?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you know, whether or not the committee would like to request the Senate president to have the fiscal note updated would be, you know, a decision for the committee to make. I'm not, just rereading it one more time, I'm not sure that it would change a whole lot. A lot of what the amendment does is transfer responsibility for administering a certain program from one agency to another one. And then the other changes are to the Oversight Council and its duties. You'll see that Assumption 3 on the fiscal note is about a an assumption that DOC would hire an additional economist or statistician to conduct some of the data analyses required in this bill. And the bill hasn't necessarily changed what type of analysis would be done or changed the requirement that that analysis be done and provided to the council. So I'm not sure that you're going to, I could be wrong, but I'm not sure that you're going to see a lot of change to the fiscal note.
Okay. I just wouldn't want not having a current fiscal note be an obstacle. Maybe we'd let Senator Wolken decide whether you want one or not. Okay. Comments on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I move Amendment SB05903.ARW.
Okay. Questions, comments on the amendment? We already went over it extensively. Okay, let's try a voice vote. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. It was unanimous. Senator Vincent, you want to, well, no, let's, Senator Wolken, would you move the bill as amended, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 59 as amended.
Okay. Any last comments on it? Okay, we'll do a voice vote. All in favor of Senate Bill 59 as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Passed unanimous. We need anything else? Okay, good. We're out of here before they sing. We are adjourned. We are adjourned.